Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton's presidential campaign announced last night that it is giving back $850,000. It's money that was brought in by Norman Hsu, one of the campaign's biggest money raisers. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Harold Wolfson, a spokesman for the Clinton campaign, said 260 donors will be getting their contributions back.
In light of recent events and allegations that Mr. Hsu engaged in an illegal investment scheme, we have decided out of an abundance of caution to return the money he raised for our campaign.
And that's not all. From now on, the top bundlers for the Clinton campaign, the people who raised the money, will be subject to criminal background checks. Campaigns routinely vet prominent supporters through public records, typically computer searches using Google or LexisNexis. These new criminal checks will be done on a group that up to now was considered among the elite of the Clinton campaign. The Hillraisers, the campaign's name for
individuals who bundle contributions of $100,000 or more.
Has a campaign ever done anything like this before?
Not that we're aware of.
Wolfson denied a Los Angeles Times report that the campaign had been tipped off about problems with Hsu last June. He said the campaign searched for public records on Hsu and it found no trace of an outstanding warrant against him dating back to 1992. Hsu had been found guilty of defrauding investors, a felony, and he had skipped out on his sentencing. Hsu was a Hong Kong native and longtime U.S. citizen. By all accounts, he made his money manufacturing men's clothing. He threw himself into raising money for Democrats in 2004 and has contributed or raised money for some two dozen candidates. Since the story of his fugitive status broke 2 weeks ago, Democrats have been ridding themselves of the money that he donated. But Clinton is the first to return money that's considered tainted because Hsu raised it. The question, which has drawn the attention of the FBI, is whether Hsu funneled money through other donors. That would be a felony. As of June 30th, the Clinton campaign had raised $52 million. Jan Barron, a Republican campaign finance lawyer, notes that Clinton is hardly the first candidate to discover prominent backers with legal problems. He rattled off examples of politicians who have already embarrassed the three top Republican contenders, Rudolph Giuliani, John McCain, and Mitt Romney.
This is a risk of campaigning for president that sometimes you're going to be surprised by the supporters that you have in your campaign. And if you're a candidate or a campaign manager, you're just hoping that you discover that before you accept their endorsement.
But as campaign budgets have swelled in the past three election cycles, bundlers have become increasingly important and potentially troublesome. Paul Huftaling is a Democratic consultant who specializes in vetting the sources of campaign cash. He says bundlers tend to be entrepreneurs, and their agendas may not be the same as those of the candidates they're supporting.
These individuals seem to be the go-getter type, the people who oftentimes are using this as a vehicle to promote themselves, their businesses, and their position, because frankly, it works.
Kent Cooper, a former official at the Federal Election Commission, suggests this could just be the beginning of Hsu's unintended impact on the Clinton campaign.
It says something about the people that you have chosen to represent you, to donors. So I think that characteristic gives you an indication of the candidate themselves.
As for Hsu, he turned himself in to authorities in California, but last week he skipped a bond hearing. He got a train ticket heading east on the California Zephyr. Outside Grand Junction, Colorado, the train crew called for an ambulance. Hsu was taken to a hospital and arrested by the FBI. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.